Well, how you doing? Hey, it's Nate Stellhorn. I'm the host of the Lens Pinball podcast, and that's what you're listening to right now. I'm in a hotel room in Georgetown, Seattle, Washington, working, driving home in a little bit. This is the Lens Pinball podcast. It's the only pinball podcast that's always over in under 3 minutes, only recorded one time. But last night I did start recording and then I got distracted and I stopped recording and I threw the episode away. So this might be considered a second recording. I don't think it is though. So don't judge me breaking my own rules, damn it. This podcast is about three things. First thing, pinball. Second thing, my dog Harold, who's with my neighbors and misses me, surely. He might not. They've got a bunch of dogs over there. He might be like happier with them. Who knows? Harold. Number three, Gottlieb, the humanoid pickle. His print with Death Dot Flip, number three, is selling like hotcakes. They all are. I've sold 40 prints of the 60 available, so there's 20 left, and it's pretty even on sales between Death Flip 3 and Death Flip 4. Gottlieb's cool. He's the mascot of Lens Pinball. That's what this podcast is about. Let's talk. I've been in Seattle. I played in two tournaments. I played at the Jupiter tourney on Tuesday night, and guess what? I won. Your boy won the championship. It was 15 people. It was a small crew. Some good players, some nice folks. I had a ton of fun. I took Death Flip hats and shirts and gave them away to the winners. I got to hang out with Campbell and Eleanor, homies that moved to Seattle from Portland. They're really, really nice people. I got to know them a little bit when they lived in Portland. I kind of Campbell a lot, Eleanor a little. The fucking coolest people. Very nice folks. Campbell listens to the podcast. I told him he shouldn't. Campbell, if you hear this, thanks for listening. I think it's funny, and I appreciate you. We hung out. We talked a bunch. I saw Campbell fucking rip on Jaws. He kicked my ass on Space Invaders, but I still won. The final was against this guy. I think Robert was his name on Adam's Family. I had a pretty good game. He had a real bad game. There's one shot to the electric chair that just doinked straight down the middle. I felt bad for him. I played Campbell on Getaway 2 High Speed or High Speed 2 Getaway. And won, but to add insult to injury, played my ball three, red line mania, jackpot, super jackpot, and then walked off. He laughed his ass off. I thought it was funny too. Tons of fun at Jupiter tourney, good win. I played at Attaball last night, lost too quick on a three strike tournament, and then ended up like fifth or something. Lost this guy Anthony on black belt, Anthony Giles. Nice guy, good player. Fucking 3,000 points on, is it black belt? Yeah, it's called black belt. No, it's not black belt. What is it? It's the other karate one. Shit. It's the one where it looks like the two dudes' legs are crossing in a weird way where he might be doing a sexual act during karate. You know, whatever. Who cares? But I lost to Anthony Giles. I had fun playing, though. Some good players there, too. Some really good players at Attaball last night. Dave Stewart was undefeated all night, and then he lost to this guy, James West, who I played at Jupiter tourney as well. He was a pretty good player. Nice guy. Interesting guy. Kind of funny. I didn't stay for the final, but I saw that he won later. I might go play something tonight. I got to find something to play tonight. I'll look it up. I'm sure there's a tournament. There's always something in Seattle. Good trip. Picking up Beat the Clock. Gonna go see my buddy Jeff in a little bit. And I'm going home. Howdy partner tonight. And tomorrow is the Flip City Future League White Elephant thing, which is super fun. And I'm taking my friend Sarah. We are going to... Sarah's not a pinball person, so she's stoked to... come flip and learn pinball. We haven't hung out in a million years, so that'll be fun. Yeah, Isaac's crushing it with Flip City Future League. It's super fun. I think the website's like, I think he does it because he likes developing, you know, tournament formats and getting people to play. But then him and Colin build these websites that look kind of slick and the formats are fun. They're crushing it. And the like little extras, like the printed stuff, super sick. I haven't commented on it on the podcast before. I wonder if Isaac ever hears this shit. Probably not, whatever. But it's all super fucking slick. Like his whole shtick, the Game Boy camera pictures, the stickers, the printed cards, the scorecards. He's always got nice fucking pens. And he's doing these little Christmas present boxes this time around with the Future League printed on them. It's slick as fuck, man. That guy's got game. It seemed like he took a little break from pinball organizing stuff and then came back with a vengeance in this past year. I wonder if he was inspired by the Wedgehead call to action like I was. The call to action at the start of the year was get more people to play pinball. Welcome people into the community. Make sure everybody's having a good time with this shit. And I think, you know, that call of action to action from them, I don't think they said it directly, but the world's a fucking weird place right now. And I think that it was a little bit indirectly or subconsciously from them saying, hey man, this shit's gonna help people have a good time and feel better. And I appreciate the hell out of Wedgehead for that. And I appreciate the hell out of Isaac for hosting Flip City Future League. I try to do my part and host cool shit as well. And you should too. I think it's every pinball player's responsibility to try and host something cool for all the other pinball players. Whether you own a bunch of games or you don't, or you have access to a bunch of weird old games like me and you can bring them out for people to play, or I don't know, anybody can think of a format. Anybody can fucking glue together a trophy. Like, do some dumb shit and invite your friends to come do some dumb shit with you and then give a prize away. Like, I think it's every pinball player's responsibility to host something, even if you don't think nobody's gonna come. Anybody's gonna come. Host something, do an event, do something twice a year. Fucking host something for your pals and invite new people to come play. You know, it's part of the hobby. It's part of the being a part of the community, and you should do it. All right. Much love, y'all. I gotta go to work. I wanted to swear on my phone recorder, and so I recorded a podcast. Also, I wanted to brag about winning the Jupiterni and the sales of Desktop Flip. If you haven't bought one yet, you should buy one now. They're selling out pretty quick. I'm not gonna do a second print run of these. Oh, and by the way, I got a cool thing coming up for the February retro gaming market. It's a Dungeons and Dragons theme, and I have hired a really cool artist to do a Dungeons and Dragons special edition death flip. Rob, howdy partner Rob. Thank you for agreeing to it. We haven't even talked yet. I got agreement through Travis, OG Travis. But I'm stoked to chat with Rob about the details of it and to see the special edition Dungeons and Dragons Death Dot Flip. I think we're gonna call it Death Dot Flip 666 instead of Death Dot Flip 5 because it's a special edition. All right, I gotta go. Hope y'all are well. Bye.